Kootenay National Park. One person is dead after a single vehicle rollover involving a fuel truck went up in flames on Highway 93 in Kootenay National Park July 19. BCRCMP, which responded around 8:40 p.m., confirmed the male driver of the commercial tractor-trailer died on scene, about 10 kilometers west of the Alberta-BC boundary, near Marble Canyon. The vehicle was engulfed in flames, said Corporal Madonna Saunderson, a spokesperson for BCRCMP. There does not appear to be any other vehicles involved. Sadly, the driver of the commercial vehicle was deceased at the scene. The highway was closed in both directions while BCRCMP, Banff RCMP, Lake Louise RCMP, Banff Covenant Health EMS, A Parks Canada Initial Attack Fire Crew and the Town of Banff's Fire Department attended the scene. BC Emergency Health Services was first called to respond but was called off due to Banff EMS being able to respond sooner. Oz EMS spokesperson Stuart Brito said when EMS personnel arrived they were unable to tend to the driver inside the vehicle until the blaze was under control. When our units arrived, regrettably, the large tanker involved had been in a collision and then a subsequent significant fire had erupted that was, in essence, unapproachable for emergency responders, he said. A local fire department did what they could to mitigate the fire and it was determined to be non-survivable for any occupants of the vehicle. So our units were stood down by RCMP and they took over the scene to investigate. Stars Air Ambulance was also dispatched from Calgary but was later stood down. Due to the fuel accelerant and risk of explosion, Banff Fire Chief Russ Geyer said the two fire engines and nine firefighters dispatched were forced to wait about 2.5 hours before they could safely get within 50 meters to extinguish the vehicle and surrounding hotspots. It's kind of extraordinary events like this where we have to unfortunately sit back and monitor until we can approach safely without jeopardizing more people, said Geyer. There's no firefighting gear you can wear to approach a fire that intense. For our own safety, we had to make the judgment on not to run in there and risk any further loss of life, which certainly would have been the case in this incident. The fire chief said fuel spilled in the ditch up to about 100 meters from the vehicle and about 50 to 100 meters into the adjacent forest. With the weather conditions we've had recently, fortunately, we got the fire under control and it didn't spread beyond that area, said Geyer. Parks Canada impact assessment teams are assessing environmental issues as vehicle recovery takes place, said Suzanne White, a spokesperson for Lake Louise, Yoho and Kootenay Field Unit in an email statement. Due to the intensity of the fire, it is anticipated no fuel remains on the scene, said White, adding no fuel is known to have spilled into any waterways. The rollover closed the highway from Castle Junction to Vermilion Crossing and reopened at 7 a.m. The next morning, July 20, nightly construction on Highway 1 was suspended to serve as a detour for traffic while emergency services attended the scene. Once it was determined that Highway 93S would need to be closed, Parks Canada Highway Operations worked with BC Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure to keep the Trans-Canada Highway open overnight to provide a safe detour for motorists through the Kicking Horse Canyon project, said White. Parks Canada offers its deepest condolences to those affected by this tragic accident. RCMP said the investigation is still ongoing. The deceased trucker has been identified as Sukhjinder Singh Gill, Suki, from Edmonton. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada. The position covers Iyarhi, Stoney, Nakota First Nation and Kananaskis Country.